He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the November 12th. It's 11-12-14 today. Last year was 11-12-13. Which everybody tried in their lotto tickets, but I doubt that it worked. Well, we're off to a slow start in the market today. The Dow is down 45 points, but don't forget we're coming off of a six-game win streak for the Dow and all-time record highs. So we can't be too upset with a 44-point drop in the Dow right now, which takes it to 17,570. The S&P down about the same amount, 0.2%. It's down 4 points to 2,035. The NASDAQ is down about 6 points. It comes in at 4,654. Crude oil, 77.02, and that seems to be the support level to me. That $77 to $78 range, but obviously, technical analysis does not mean that it will automatically hold that support level, but we're going back 3 years ago to that support level. That should be pretty firm support or a pretty firm floor under crude oil, but hey, anything goes in the commodities markets. Crude oil at $77.02 right now. Gold is at $11.65. Gold still does not look like it has found a bottom. The euro is at 1.24601 today. That's a lot of decimal points. It's down 0.1%. And the 10-year bond is at 2.33%. Europe was down 1.2% overnight. And I got to believe that that has a lot to do with the action in the market here today. Well, we take a look at the markets. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Welcome. This is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, just 3 days ago, we crossed over the 68-month anniversary of the current bull market, a bull market that obviously will not last forever, but for now, it continues to hit new highs. We've traveled all the way from 666 to 2,035 together. What a long, strange trip it's been. And all along the way, I've been bullish on the market. Now, there's been times when I've grown cautious, but I'm not the guy who's been saying who was a prudent bear or was questioning the actions by the Fed or was calling for the collapsing dollar or roaring inflation, not me. Maybe that will happen someday. I'll let the app tell me when that starts to happen. But I've been bullish on the market since 2009, March of 2009. And I am not a guy who stays fully invested all the time. I'm a market timer. I believe there's a time not to be invested in the market. But as we went through all of the statistics and all of the current indicators yesterday, everything still points to the U.S. stock market, equities being the best place to make money at the current time. I wanted to talk a little bit about a San Diego story here today. Well, it's a Florida story, too. It's an Orlando, Florida, and it's a San Diego story. We have a theme park here. I grew up not too far from that theme park, by the name of SeaWorld. In fact, out our backyard, we could see the SeaWorld Tower. And every night during the summer at 9 p.m., we could hear the fireworks going off. And I spent many days, my mommy taking me to SeaWorld to see the whales and to see the dolphins and to see the various displays, learning all about the ocean around me. And as I advanced through the years and went to high school and junior high, I had a lot of friends that would work at SeaWorld during the summertime, big employer here in San Diego. And in addition to this, I've had a lot of people, a lot of friends, a lot of good friends that actually worked at SeaWorld full-time as marine biologists. And I would say to a T, everybody I ever knew that worked at SeaWorld was nothing but an animal lover. I mean, that's why most of these people become dolphin trainers or whale trainers or penguin trainers or working at a place like SeaWorld. You remember back in grade school or junior high when they would ask us what you wanted to be when you grew up, and there would always be those people that were animal lovers, and they wanted to be veterinarians when they grew up. Now, I don't know what they became, but a lot of girls especially wanted to be veterinarians because of their love for animals. And I can just tell you that growing up around SeaWorld and knowing a lot of people that have worked there, that's a place that actually does a lot for our local oceans here, the Pacific Ocean, study of the oceans, helping to restock some of the species of fish that have been overfished here in Southern California. And I'm sure the Orlando one does a lot. But there was a documentary couple years ago on CNN called Blackfish. And it has taken a major bite out of SeaWorld. And once again, SeaWorld reported attendance that was down 5.2% year over year. And they blame that drop in attendance on that documentary Blackfish and continued media attention on how SeaWorld is mean to animals and mistreats animals. It's the animal rights activists that have decided to put SeaWorld in their targets. And it's been rough seas for SeaWorld, a company that trades by that symbol, SEAS, S-E-A-S. While attendance was down 5.2% year over year, sales were down 8%. They've had to lower prices, admission prices. While Disneyland is raising prices, I want to say Disneyland's about $96 now to get in. That's just to get in the doors. I mean, a family of five, you're talking $400 or $500 just in admission prices. But hey, people are willing to pay it because Disneyland continues to grow their theme park attendance. At the same time, I think admission to SeaWorld somewhere around $36, somewhere in there. And it continues to drop. They've had to lower their prices and people aren't spending as much money, the people that go there. And this has led to earnings that came in 12% or 12 cents below expectations. And the stock is down again. This is a stock that's gone from $39 a share last year clear down to $18.60 per share. And once again, they're blaming bad press, especially at the San Diego location, for this drop. And as a result, SeaWorld will embark on a $50 million cost-cutting plan. Now, if you're an employee and you hear that your employer is going to embark on a cost-cutting plan, usually it extends more than just the cream in the coffee room. Usually it extends to the guy sitting at the desk next to you, or the guy down the hall, or maybe even your desk. This usually means layoffs. So kill jobs. People lose jobs because of, animal rights activists that think SeaWorld is being mean to animals. When, you know, I know otherwise. They're not there to mistreat animals, but that's been the label that Blackfish gave them in their documentary. And I just think that anything that kills jobs here in America, where we're having a hard time creating any meaningful jobs, is not a good thing. Now, the second one I'd like to talk about here is AT&T announces this morning that they will be pausing fiber optic investment for now because of net neutrality concerns. What is net neutrality? Well, we have the internet out there. And a guy like me, and I'm sure the radio stations that I'm broadcasting on, and I'm sure the TV stations that I'm broadcasting on, they're willing to pay a little bit more to get faster bandwidth speeds. They pay for it. And under net neutrality, that would not be possible. We would all be offered the same speeds. It would be a fairer system, according to our president, President Obama. And whether you like him or not, he is for net neutrality. He believes in an equal internet. And already you've got AT&T announcing, all these guys working on fiber optics, speeding up the internet all across the world for AT&T across the country. All of a sudden they're pausing. They're pausing that investment And I would just say, this sounds like another job killer to me. So, hey, you know what? I think we should do what we can do to create jobs here in America, to continue to grow and to learn about our oceans and increase the speed of the internet. I just don't like things that come along that hit jobs and cause layoffs and create bad feelings one amongst another. That's just my opinion. Hey, when we come back, we'll talk about some best stocks now. Obviously, SeaWorld is not, is it? No, we're going to look for stocks that are flourishing right now, not stocks that are in choppy seas. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market? And being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour here with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. You talk about sunny Southern California and sunny Orlando, Florida, where we can visit places like SeaWorld the year round. Well, my next stock that we're going to talk about is more for the colder climes. We have our show is heard in Chicago on 1530 The Blaze. We're heard in Minneapolis, the Twin Cities, Minneapolis-St. Paul on 1570. And we're heard also in some other cold areas of the United States. I've featured this stock before. Now, this is a great company that creates jobs here in America. They are headquartered in Medina, Minnesota. This is now a $10 billion company. We can be very proud of a manufacturer here of different types of vehicles, all-terrain recreational and utility vehicles, snowmobiles, which becoming timely all of a sudden, replacement parts and related accessories. The company's name is Polaris Industries. I last featured Polaris Industries on my show, and by the way, this is one of the small cap stocks, or it's become a mid cap, almost a large cap stock right now, but I do own it in my aggressive growth accounts. And this is one that I've owned off and on over the years. And it definitely, in my opinion, qualifies as a best stock now at the current time, and it has been off and on in the past. I last reviewed it back on September 26, 2014, a couple of months ago. Let's see what price it was trading at on September 26. It's up a little bit since then. It was trading at 152. Today it's at 158, so it's up about $6 a share since then. But it still qualifies in my book as a best stock now. Now, I had a Polaris for a while. I had a couple of four-wheelers. My wife and I lived on a little a ranch type of a situation for several years here in San Diego, which is highly unusual, just over the hill from La Costa, where there's more resort-style living. We had a little ranch with some horses and some chickens and some goats and some animals of various kinds, rattlesnakes, a lot of rabbits. They loved my garden, those rabbits did. A lot of gophers. They loved my lawn. I mean, it's a continual battle against the critters. But we did enjoy it, and I had a little Polaris four-wheel drive that I would drive around the acreage, checking on everything. I had a good time, but, you know, hey, now we live, I have a balcony now. We live in a condo downtown in one of the towers, so we've had quite a change. We downsized, you might say. I've enjoyed it immensely. No more trying to get the tractor to start on a Saturday, on a cold early Saturday morning to roll the little area where the horses are, you know, and to gather up all of their stuff. Anyways, Polaris Industries, PII, is a $10 billion market cap company that's delivered stellar results to investors over the years. Now, you may say, how can an American company compete in this industry? You would think the Chinese, the Japanese would be all over this, but Polaris, I'm sure maybe a lot of the parts come from other countries. I don't know if they're 100% U.S. made, but they're headquartered in Medina, Minnesota. And over the last 10 years, Polaris, PII, has delivered 20% per year to investors. Now, that's pretty good. Hey, no matter what the terrain is in the economy, whether it's rough terrain, whether it's snowy terrain, whether it's bear market, bull market, it's just kind of plugged along. Yeah, it's had its ups and downs. It got down to 7 in 2009 and has come roaring back. Listen to this. From $7 a share in 2009, just 4 or 5 years ago, it's today $158 per share. Now, why does a stock go from $7 a share to $158 a share? The answer is quite simple. Earnings growth. Growth. Revenue growth. Earnings growth. In fact, during that time frame, over the last 5 years, Polaris has grown their earnings at a rate of 35% per year. So there's demand for those all-terrain vehicles. Whether you're a rancher, whether you're a farmer, whether you're a deer hunter, whether you're just like to play in the snow, Polaris Industries has built something that there's a good demand for. They obviously have a good product. And while Polaris has been climbing those hills at 20 miles per hour, the market's been climbing at about 6 miles per hour. Three times the returns, almost four times the returns of the market over the last decade. Over the last 5 years, while the stock has skyrocketed from 7 to 158, and while earnings have been growing by 35% per year, Polaris stock has been going up by 50% per year. Now, you know me, I like to buy companies that are flourishing. And I would say that that's a pretty good indication there that what they're doing has helped them flourish in this economy. It also would indicate to me that there's some pretty good management there at Polaris Industries. Over the last 3 years, it's also clobbered the market, delivering 37% per year while the market's delivered 17%, and it's up another 22% over the last 12 months. It gets a performance grade of A. Now, this is comparing it with 3,900 other investments out there. It ranks top of the class, top 7% of the class, getting an A grade. Now, while I like companies that are flourishing, I'm a cheapskate. I don't like to pay up for stocks. I like to combine value with my investing. But I find if I buy stocks on a value reason only, I sometimes get some damaged merchandise and some value traps. Well, Polaris is not the cheapest stock around, but it's got a PEG ratio of 1.1 right now, which isn't too bad. And when I take next year's earnings of $8 per share and multiply them out at about 18% per year over the next 5 years, they have the potential for some pretty substantial earnings 5 years from now. They've certainly done it over the last 5 years, and there's a lot that can happen between now and then, but stocks trade on expectations. And right now, the expectations are about $8 per share in earnings next year, and a growth rate of about 17 to 18%. When I stick a multiple on those kind of numbers, I get a stock price target 5 years from now of 285. The stock's at 158. I have 3,936 different things in my database trying to get me to invest in them. Polaris currently comes in at 156, and it's a stock that I have a 3 or 4% position in my aggressive growth accounts here at Gunderson Capital Management. Not a recommendation, but an example of what I consider a best stock now. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home. and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've talked about a warm climb stock, SeaWorld, that's not flourishing right now, that instead is enduring some very rough seas. And, you know, the animal rights activists have gone after SeaWorld and claiming that the whales' enclosures aren't big enough and that the people at SeaWorld are mean to animals just so they can turn a profit, those dirty capitalist. Well, you know what? I live within, or my office from where I sit, I can see the San Diego Zoo from here. We're known for a couple of big tourist attractions here, the Wild Animal Park, the zoo, SeaWorld. I see these elephants. Are they in enclosures that are big enough for an elephant? I see these giraffes. Why don't we go after the giraffe enclosure at the San Diego Zoo? I do know that the study of these animals has helped preserve them. in the wilds. You know, it's not all just done in the name of profit. These people, for the most part, are zoologists. They're animal lovers. They're looking to help their species to continue to flourish in the wild and protect these animals. But anyways, listen, they're going to kill jobs and they're going to convince people that it's mean to go watch these animals and to learn about them. We used to go as an art class in high school and draw these beautiful animals. We would sit and observe them and draw them and learn about them. And where else would we ever get the chance to come up close to a tiger or a boa constrictor or a gorilla or whatever the case may be? So, you look, I'm just not in favor of going after these companies, these theme parks, and making these claims against them. But that's always going to happen. On the other hand, we have a company in Medina, Minnesota, creating jobs, creating machines that are in heavy demand by a lot of people, and creating money for shareholders, which I'm all for, especially as an investor in stocks. I like to see CEOs that want to grow their companies, grow their earnings, create a good product, create jobs for folks. And if they make a little money in the end, is that such a bad thing? Polaris is one such company that has been flourishing over the years, and it's been a very shareholder-friendly company. Well, let's go to a large cap company now. Another one that's been flourishing. You know, we talked about a stock in Memphis, Tennessee, not too long ago by the name of AutoZone, which is a big player in that Memphis area. But there's even a bigger player than AutoZone. Well, let's see. AutoZone is a $18 billion company, while on the other hand, FedEx is a $48 billion company. So, in reality, FedEx dwarfs AutoZone, but those are two big major companies that I'm sure create a lot of jobs in Memphis, Tennessee. And FedEx has also been a great stock over the years. I currently own FedEx in my growth and income accounts because it's also a dividend paying stock. FedEx, hey, they're gearing up. This is FedEx's big time of year, isn't it? I was reading that Walmart is going to expand Black Friday, right? Black Friday's coming up. The day after Thanksgiving, when everybody goes shopping, it even begins now, you know, on Thursday. Well, now Walmart's going to change it from Black Friday to Black Week. The entire week is going to be gear up for the holidays and go shopping. Pretty soon, you'd think they'll just call it Black November. Everybody go shopping. You know, I'm expecting a pretty good holiday season, actually, with the low energy prices right now, with gasoline at $2.50 or $2.40 or $3 or wherever it's at in your area. That's creating a little bit extra money, consumer discretionary money to spend at a nice consumer discretionary company, and that's, you would think, would be good for FedEx. You know, FedEx, even though it's a $48 billion company, this is another one that has been growing their earnings consistently over the years. FedEx has grown their earnings at a rate of almost 20% per year over the last 5 years. That's not easy to do for a big, large cap company like this. Now, why do I talk about earnings growth and sales growth? Because it almost always translates to stock price appreciation. And as investors, isn't that what we're after? We want a stock that over time continues to grow, continues to grow their sales, continues to grow their bottom line, their earnings, and therefore continues to grow their stock price. And our investment in that company continues to grow right alongside of it. Now, there is a very strong correlation, as I've said many times, between growth in earnings and sales and in stock price appreciation. Here's the correlation with FedEx. Over the last 5 years, they've been growing their earnings by 19% per year, and the stock's been going up at a rate of about 19 to 20% per year. You see that correlation? And FedEx business has really gotten a whole heck of a lot better here in the last several years, and I think it's because of obvious reasons. Less people are going to the bricks and mortar mall. More people are ordering online, and FedEx business, FedEx sales, FedEx earnings continue to increase. They're now doing about $45 billion a year in sales. And in earnings, their earnings, like I say, continue to grow. In fact, their most recent quarter was a blowout quarter. They reported $2.10 in earnings versus $1.53 last year. That's a 37% increase year over year in bottom line earnings. Right now, believe it or not, okay, you've got this entire market out there. 3,936 is what I track daily, and I add to them daily as I find new IPOs or stocks I'm missing in my database. And comparing them all one against another, believe it or not, FedEx currently has a momentum grade. That means the more recent 1, 2, 3 years of A. This is one of the top performing stocks in the entire market, believe it or not. And you can look at a one-year chart and see what I mean. FedEx broke out in June of this year. I think I'd have to check my newsletter. That's about when I bought it. I hope I can own this thing for the next several years. FedEx broke out of a sideways consolidation and started moving up in rank in my Best Stocks Now app, which measures valuation and it measures performance. And as I said, the current performance grade or momentum grade on FedEx is an A. As we look at valuation, one of the key ratios that we look at as growth investors is the PEG ratio. That's simply the forward PE ratio divided into the growth rate. And right now the PEG ratio on FedEx is 1.03. It's trading at 1x its growth rate. You're buying this stock at 15x forward earnings when it's expected to grow by about 15% per year. So I find that as a growth investor to be fairly reasonable. Now, I'm up considerably in the stock since I bought it, but as I look at the app today, it still got it ranked as a strong buy. Not a recommendation, but it's just an example of one that is currently flourishing right now. I have a 5-year target price on FedEx of $318 per share. It's currently trading at $170. Now, what can happen along the way? There's all kinds of things that can happen over the next 5 years. The economy can collapse and start contracting. Yes, that would be a major hindrance and a risk to a stock like FedEx. Some faster mode of transportation can come along. Maybe drones will replace FedEx. I don't know. Maybe a new technology. There's risk in investing. That's why we diversify our risk, and that's why we do our best to manage our risk by being vigilant. Suffice it to say that FedEx, in my opinion, is currently continuing to flourish. It's not languishing in this economy. It's flourishing. And it is a stock that I consider to be a best stock now. Out of 3,936 stocks in my database, FedEx comes in at number 172. There's also a bias this year towards larger companies. Last year, there was an extreme bias towards small caps. That all ended in January, February of this year when the Fed continued to taper and announced that there would be an interest rate hike on the horizon. It's a good year for large caps like FedEx, which is one I own at Gunderson Capital Management, FBX. Not a recommendation, but an example. We'll be right back.
The
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, it's almost that time of week once again where I begin to work on my weekly newsletter, which I've been sending out for a long, long time. It's quite a mountain of work to do. But, you know, it's my way. It's like, you know, have you ever heard the expression, when you teach a lesson, who gets more out of the lesson, the teacher or the student? It's almost always the teacher. And by forcing myself to go through each and every week the technicals of the market, how do they look technically from a five-year perspective, a three-year perspective, a one-year perspective, a three-month perspective, that tells me a lot. And last week I was pointing out several different technical patterns that to me were noteworthy. I was showing how the transportations have just been busting loose with these low oil prices. And of course that was the second chart I showed was oil prices. But I also showed how oil was sitting on a three-year trend line. Maybe this is the support level, that $77, $78 area. Then I showed several transportation stocks that were also breaking loose, like Southwest Airlines and Alaska Air and Union Pacific, etc., Kansas City Southern. I also showed what the election did for the market. Some areas of the market broke loose and other areas sagged. The banks, for one, broke loose after the election. Maybe they're seeing a little less harsh environment out there. I see again that the global banks were fined $3.4 billion in a Forex probe. The banks have kind of been an ATM machine for the regulators. They're gone after constantly. Why do they go after the banks? Because that's where the money is. And a lot of other financials were breaking. And I talked about the medical equipment stocks. In fact, Fidelity has a mutual fund, the Fidelity Medical Equipment Fund. And if one of the pieces of Obamacare that is done away with, that medical device tax, that could really help the medical equipment stocks. I also talked about the alternative energy stocks, which have really been under pressure here recently. Low oil prices are detrimental to alternative energy stocks. A Republican Congress and Senate, or House and Senate, is also detrimental. They rely heavily on government subsidies, and those stocks have really been sagging. Every week in the newsletter, we look around the world at different spots in the world to see if there's anything better than the U.S. to invest in. The one that's really done well recently is India. They had a major election earlier this year, where they elected a pro-business candidate, got rid of the socialist regime, and their stock market has been flying ever since. I still like the India story, and I still have a pretty heavy exposure, about 10%, to that foreign market. That's the only foreign exposure I have right now, as the U.S. continues to dominate the world scene as it relates to the stock market. Brazil had a similar opportunity to get rid of a leader that has not been good for their country, has not been good for their economy. It's been one of the most corrupt leaders that they've had. And that's on a relative scale, I suppose. And it continues to be corrupt. And Brazil didn't elect the pro-business person. They kept the socialist in power. And their stock market continues to sag. But we look every week in the newsletter at other areas around the world to see where the best investment opportunities are. That's really, really important as it comes to allocating capital. We also look at the asset classes every week in the newsletter. And I came to the conclusion, once again, the top 10 asset classes out of the 34 that I track are all U.S. stock related. And it's just as important to know which asset classes not to allocate money. Shorting the market, that's been the wrong thing to do for 5.5 years. Silver, gold has been the wrong thing for the last 3.5 years. Emerging markets have not been very kind to investors. And yet they will have their day in the sun. And then we get right down into the sectors of the market. It continues to be a biotech, pharmaceutical, healthcare, transportation, consumer world. Those are the leading sectors. Throw in a little bit of regional banks, which have come along recently since the Republican victory. Seems like they may offer some opportunity. And then we look at the big picture, and my big picture has been saying that we're still in a bull market. It's 5.5 years old. That's very important, because when that bear comes along, we want to do everything we can do to protect and preserve capital during times like that. Anyways, I send out the newsletter every week. I put in my heart and soul into that thing every weekend. It goes out usually Friday evening or Saturday morning, sometimes Saturday afternoon, depending on market conditions. You can get on my weekly mailing list by going to my website at pwstreet.com. There's also model portfolios in there for conservative investors, aggressive investors, and 401k investors. Hopefully your 401k has turned into a 1201k over the last 5.5 years as the market has tripled. And what we want to try to do to prevent happening, have happening, is going back to a 601k. I make no guarantees, no promises, but I'm going to be here every day being as vigilant as I possibly can, looking for those subtle signs that the next bear market is lurking in our rearview mirror. That's why you want to stay tuned to the show every day, get the newsletter every week, download my app, Best Stocks Now. And if it's just all too much for you and you say, you know what, I'd rather just hire a professional to manage my money, well, that's what we do here at Gunderson Capital Management. You can go to our website at pwstreet.com and request a phone call from one of our good people here. Or you can give us a call at, 855-611-BEST. That's the number, toll free, 855-611-BEST. I'd be happy to have a few of the nice people here at Gunderson Capital Management explain to you what we do, how we manage money, and how we tend to be market timers here. I don't believe in being fully invested, and I'm definitely not an asset allocator. I don't like the asset allocation model over the years, which in my opinion has produced rather mediocre results. Anyways, everybody, there's a lot of different ways to skin a rabbit. That's how we do things here at Gunderson Capital Management. And if you like what you hear, again, 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.